Hello, and welcome back to Alpine Valley Music Theater. Please listen carefully to this announcement and take notes if needed as we detail important information, tips, tricks, and bits of wisdom about today's show. If this message lasts for more than 5 minutes, just listen longer. If you can remember the 14 items we've reviewed in the correct order, you will win our unbridled admiration. Are you ready? We sure are, so here we go. First, be sure you've downloaded and saved your electronic ticket to your Apple or Google Wallet before you get in line. Look for the free fan Wi-Fi network if you're having trouble with connectivity. This alone will save you a ton of trouble and strife. Next, we ask that you look up from your phone for a brief moment, take a deep breath, and survey the vast, beautiful landscape around you, remembering you're at one of the most iconic places to hear music in the country. Then please continue to listen and look up to read our signage near the gates. There are lanes for those of you with bags and lanes for those without bags. Please choose your lane wisely and be ready to present your bags and blankets for inspection. Bags permitted are clear bags that are smaller than 12 by 12 by 6 inches in size, and small clutch style purses and sling bags less than 6 by 9 inches in size, which do not need to be clear. Oh, fanny packs, where have you gone? But let's move on. Any and all other bags, sacks, pillowcases, European carryalls, duffels, satchels, bandanas on a stick, and totes will not be permitted and should be returned to your vehicle. Yes, we know it's not a man purse and you call it a satchel and that Indiana Jones had one, but it still cannot come in. If you have items like medical devices that may need special screening, please see a gate supervisor for assistance. Be sure all beverages have been consumed with containers thrown away prior to getting in line at the checkpoints. Please be responsible, as the line is not a place to challenge those around you to a chugging contest. Before you get in line for security screening, it's always good to know what you can and cannot bring with you in the theater. Items permitted in the show today include factory sealed or empty water containers up to 1 gallon in size, food in a clear gallon size or smaller Ziploc bag, which includes Flamin' Hot Cheetos and sunflower seeds, small blankets, bags that meet our size and screening requirements, extra clothes, hemorrhoid creams, and non-professional cameras. Now let's go through a painfully long, yet not exhaustive list of items that will not be permitted into the theater today. Any of these items should be thrown away or returned to your vehicle prior to getting in line at the gates. Prohibited items include all cans or bottles of any kind other than factory sealed or empty water bottles, non-approved bags, if and if you claim they are cool and fashionable, all chairs, backrests, and inflatables, including your inflatable unicorn float and your three-year-old brother's water wings, aerosol sprays like Deepwood's Off or your grandma's Aquanet. We know your hair may never be the same, but trust us, you look great. Recorders in small green cloth drawstring bags, large blankets and all tarps, which sadly includes your Aunt Dottie's beloved quilt, filled or empty camelbacks, anyone named Carrie, Charlie, or Brennan. Sorry you didn't make the cut for entry today, but good news if your name is Maddie, as you're fine to come in and leave your parents and boyfriend behind. Umbrellas and strollers, any fruits beginning with the letters A, O, or P, weapons of any kind including but not limited to firearms, pocket knives, wallet chains, pepper spray, tasers, medieval swords, grenades, throwing stars, brass knuckles, flamethrowers and slingshots, laser and LED pointers and glow sticks, noise-making devices like air horns and cowbells, even if you have a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell, banners, flags, or signs, cardboard cutouts of anyone or anything, fireworks of any kind including sparklers, and any and all other items deemed to be unsafe by theater management or by the big man up at the gates that we know as the Snake Charmer or Zool the Gatekeeper. Also, certain tech items are not permitted, and besides, not using them will force you to have better posture, look up, and have a real conversation with those around you. Prohibited tech items include any cameras with detachable lenses, iPads and other tablets, GoPro-style cameras, selfie sticks, which are cringeworthy, any drones or related items that take flight, and any other audio or video recording equipment. Congrats! You have now successfully completed level 1. Now let's move on to level 2, where the prizes double as we get ready for the security screen checkpoints. As you approach, be sure to keep these things in mind. Keep your capris, chaps, culottes, jeggings, jorts, joggers, kilts, leggings, loincloths, overalls, pants, sarong, shoes, shorts, skirts, skorts, tights, and other items on. You do not need to remove cell phones, wallets, and keys from your pockets. You can also keep your previously inspected bags and small blankets intact. You will need to remove items like sunglass cases and your prize money clips. But hey there, Daddy. You don't really need that money clip anyway, as we're cashless inside the theater, so get your debit or credit card ready. As you walk through the security screen checkpoints, remove your hats, do not raise your arms, and walk at a normal pace. Raising your arms, tiptoeing slowly, or like you're part of a Scooby-Doo episode, slithering sideways, or trying to briskly walk through, while avoiding eye contact with others, just raises suspicion that you're hiding something nefarious, and you may hear this sound and be subject to secondary screening. For those who are pulled aside for secondary screening, just relax, as our crew members with the rubber gloves are surprisingly gentle. Once you've passed security screening, then get ready with your phone to either scan your SafeTix barcode or tap your phone on the ticket scan pedestals. Remember, downloading your tickets to your Apple or Google Wallet is a good thing to do well ahead of time, as screenshots, printouts, diagrams, sketches, and crew drawings are not going to work. During your time with us, please remain respectful toward your fellow fans, our crew members, and the performers. If you interfere with the performance or others' enjoyment of the performance, you may be subject to eviction from the theater and possibly possible arrest at our sole discretion. Other actions we frown upon include behavior that's unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature, intoxication or other signs of impairment that result in irresponsible behavior, foul or abusive language or obscene gestures, failing to follow the instructions of theater staff or tour personnel, remaining in areas for which you do not hold or refuse to show a valid ticket, attempting to enter restricted areas, and any other objectionable conduct. Be nice to each other, and all will be well. For the show today, we will have staggered open times for different areas of the theater. It'd be a good idea to take notes on this for future reference, as there may be a short quiz later. The theater gates will open at 3:30 for entry only into the upper plaza, the interior of the Expo Center building, and an indoor area of the VIP club. All other areas of the theater, including the lawn, reserved seating, and pit areas, will open no later than 6:30, and the show is scheduled to begin at 8 o'clock. Anyone with pit, reserved seating, and specialty tickets such as pit, hilltop, Deck 13, Expo Party Deck, and those with accessible seats should be aware that those tickets will be scanned again inside the theater, and you will need to receive a wristband before landing in your final seat, deck, or destination. If you have a pit ticket, you should enter the pit area using the outermost aisles of the seated area. Smoking and vaping isn't healthy and is not permitted in reserved seating areas and in all buildings at Alpine Valley. If you choose to smoke in lawn areas, you must do so without disturbing or annoying those around you, and you must endure the ridicule of those around you for your life choices. Be aware that overnight parking, vending, and the use of fireworks are all strictly prohibited, and once you leave the theater today, re-entry is not permitted. Exits and emergency exits are clearly marked throughout the theater. Once you settle in, please make note of the nearest exits, emergency exits, and areas of safety for severe weather, keeping in mind that some of these exits and areas may be behind you. In the event of an emergency or approaching severe weather, remain calm and follow the instructions of theater staff, law enforcement, and tour personnel. Listen to all public address announcements and watch the video screens for further instructions. If you need assistance at any time, please see a crew member, and remember your seats and blankets are not approved flotation devices. In addition to listening to this fabulous announcement over and over again, you can also tune your FM radio to 89.3 for show and weather updates as needed. Surely knowing all of this, you'll have a great time today at Alpine Valley. Yes, we are serious, and we know your name isn't Shirley. Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. Don't cross the streams and tell your folks we say hi. You stay classy. Thanks for stopping by, and we hope you enjoy tonight's show.